The first question, I want to just kind of establish a chronology. So can you talk about where you were born, and also just discuss a little bit about your childhood and how that became, how influenced what you're doing today? That's a mouthful, but let's just begin there and we can go back and forth.
Yeah. Well, I was born in Stockholm in April of 1941 with the war going on, but Sweden remained neutral through World War II. However, all the windows in the apartment were darkened every night, so the city could not be seen from the air. And I had four siblings, and I was more or less in the middle. The child number two who was born died at the age of two of cancer, mm-hmm. and so I was number three. So that I have two sisters and one brother who is the youngest.
And they all came very fast. I mean, aren't you all fairly close in age?
Yes, my older sister was born 38 and my brother was born in 45. Uh-huh. So, yes, so my mother had a number of children in short. She was very young when she married my father. She was 21 and he was 34. She had studied to be a chef, but she hadn't practiced, and so she became a housewife during World War II. Mm-hmm. And it was hard times, obviously, in many ways. She was supported by a very close family. She had two sisters, mm-hmm. and her father, who was the head of a hospital. His name was Moritz Simon. They were Jewish on that side of the family. My father's family living in Stockholm ever since 1780.
Wow.
The name was taken in 1711, which means that many, many Swedish people who had names that ended with son, S-O-N, as you know, started to invent names that separated them from all the other mm-hmm. Andersson and Pettersson. This is still going on to this day.
Huh.
And so my father's ancestor in 1711 was the first to go to university. And that's, he went to Uppsala, and that's when he put together Hörnmark.
Uh-huh.
Hörn indicates the county or the... it's bigger than a landscape that he came from. Sweden had 25 landscapes.
Uh-huh.
And Mark...
Are they considered counties?
Counties, yes.
Yeah,
they are counties. And Mark, of course, is very typical, as you have heard many names in America, like Strömberg and Ahlqvist mm-hmm. and Lindberg. All those things mean names of trees and streams and mountains, and it's all nature.
Mm-hmm.
It's a combination. My father came from a well-to-do family, although his father lost his fortune in 1909 or thereabouts. His mother's side were industrialists in the paper and pulp business, one mm-hmm. of the big companies. So And his grandmother, I should really mean his paternal grandmother, that's where the wealth came from. So he studied at Uppsala University, my father, and he was there for a long time. He couldn't decide what to do, and eventually mm-hmm. he ended up being an art historian. And he then later on became worked with the National Museum in Stockholm in the field of decorative arts all his life. And he was the foremost expert on European silver. Mm-hmm. That was ultimately his what he's mostly known for. So we had the museum world on my father's side, and on my mother's side, my mother's sister Kar had married Sven Markelius, the architect, who is fairly well known here in the States too. He was what was called a functionalist architect.
Right.
He did two jobs in the U.S. He was invited to do one of the rooms at the U.N.
Right.
The Scandinavian countries each gave a big room. So the room Sweden gave is a room where they discuss economic and social questions.
Mm-hmm.
And he designed that room. And in that room, on the big wall against the East River, hung a fantastic...